Time for another edition of The Good Stuff here on your local radio station. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. And just reminding you that if you have items to share on The Good Stuff, please send those to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'd like to take a look at those, and then maybe someday we can feature them here on The Good Stuff.
That's
right.
I want
to remind you about Tri-State Livestock News. They're a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more for South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and in fact, nationwide. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
And Home on the Range Champions Ride is coming up. The 67th annual PRCA Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match comes up Saturday, August 5th at Home on the Range's Sentinel Butte, in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. PRCA Cowboys compete for the title on the world's best bucking horses. The Champions Ride, August 5th at Home on the Range. That's exit 7 on I-94, east of Beach, North Dakota. The gates open at 10 a.m. The grand entry begins at 12:30. Mountain time for everything. For info, just go to hotrnd.com, and all the proceeds of the match are given to Home on the Range to help children living there.
On your way to Beach, North Dakota, you need to stop at Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. Open Monday through Saturday by 10 to 5 or by appointment. Give them a call at 605-642-5884, an ever-changing inventory.
And, of course, we're right in the middle, Mike, of days of 76 in Deadwood, South Dakota. A great time so far. The 101st days of 76 in Deadwood runs through Saturday. 19 times Pro Rodeo of the Year. The rodeo performances go through Saturday. The parades Friday afternoon and Saturday morning, and days of 76 in Deadwood. It's all going through Saturday. Go online for tickets and times. daysof76.com.
Just a couple of our truths about life for you today here to start things off on the Good Stuff program. If what you're doing feels perfectly safe, there's probably a better course of action.
Oh, wait.
Blame is the favorite pastime of those who dislike responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And one other truth about life, everyone you meet is better than you at something. So keep that in mind. Truths about life. And Kim, what do you have to share?
Okay, so I would... What do you think of this comment? Proofreading is a dying art.
Yeah, I do believe that.
Okay. So here's an example. Man kills self before shooting wife and daughter. This one I caught in the Tribune the other day and called the editorial room and asked who wrote it. It took two or three readings before the editor realized that what he was reading was impossible. They put in a correction the next day. So I just couldn't help but send this along. This is too funny. Something went wrong in a jet crash, expert says.
That would be pretty obvious.
Yeah, you think?
That's another one of those. Here you go, Captain Obvious.
Exactly. Police begin campaign to run down jaywalkers.
That's pretty serious.
Yeah. Okay. Panda mating fails. Veterinarian takes over. What a guy.
One for the team.
Yep, there you go. Miners refuse to work after death. No good for nothing, lazy so-and-sos. They must be union.
Oh, yeah. If they were after death?
Yeah, they refused to work after death.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure what they were going after with that. Juvenile court to try shooting the defendant. See if that works any better than a fair trial.
Well, that sounds like the Old West.
Yeah. War dims hope for peace. That's a good headline.
Good headlines.
I can see it might have an effect. Cold wave linked to the temperatures.
Yeah, I don't even want to go there.
Yeah, who would think? Enfield, London couple slain. Police suspect homicide. I think they're onto something.
You can't slip anything past Sherlock Holmes and that crew.
That's right. Red tape holds up new bridges.
That's pretty flimsy.
Well, you mean that there's something stronger than duct tape?
Well, there's red duct tape.
Yeah, that's true. New study of obesity looks for larger test group. Weren't they fat enough?
Yeah, we could go back to the ice cream thing.
Yeah, true. Astronaut takes blame for gas in spacecraft. That's what he gets for eating those beans, don't you think?
Yep.
And kids make nutritious snacks. Do they taste like chicken?
I don't think so. Yeah, okay. The proofreading is a lost art, I do believe.
It is. And probably time to wrap all of this up here. Local high school dropouts cut in half. That kind of sounds like Chainsaw Massacre all over again, doesn't it?
Pretty serious there.
Yep,
folks,
indeed.
Maybe we can share a few more of those on a future edition of The Good Stuff. You keep listening and send those things to kimhburge@gmail.com, and we'll take a look at them for The Good Stuff.